And welcome back to the Nutra Medical Report. We have Jim Gersey here, the Director CEO of PPRDI, Peak Performance Research and Development Institute, a mobile testing site in New York City and greater New York City area for people getting a QRMA, bioplasma, and metapathia testing. And, of course, remember, this is part of a consult. It's not just a test. When you get a QRMA, you need to purchase 2 units of time of a consultation with me. You need to fill out the forms and attach any documents, including x-rays, scans, reports, specialist reports, whatever. And then if you're doing a metapathia test, which, by the way, I want to log on. I'll actually create a video through TeamViewer 11 of the actual live test, which I will be doing for these people. And that live test, I'll actually be doing analysis of the frequency matching to determine a specific diagnostics. But I need a 11-page intake history form, any attached documents, labs, et cetera, because it's not just like, here's a miracle test, boom, it's going to tell you everything. This is a medical consultation by a functional medicine doctor. This test just adds another dimension to the idea of looking at functional physiological imbalances that gives me a predictive analysis to tell you what kinds of tests or specialists or interventions need to be done in order to move to the next level. It may mean I may tell some people, you need a cardiologist or you need a dental surgeon now or you need some other specialist. Or you may need specific things like hyperbaric oxygen, chiropractic, custom orthotics, whatever. But that you have to understand the basic purpose here is it adds an incredibly powerful dimension with the QRMA, bioplasma, and metapathia tests to actually give you a pre-symptomatic diagnosis and tell you what diseases you're going to develop in the future if you don't change the current trajectory of your health, your physiology, and your epigenetics. So, Jim, We've just recently set everything up in the last few weeks, months. Can you tell us a little bit, because you put together a really nice video that explains a little bit of this. The public really are boggled. The current system of healthcare is super expensive, pretty damn ridiculous, and in fact, I'm putting together a videotape to explain it. In fact, in the last of the report that I did yesterday, of the October 23rd report, I put a portion of my PowerPoint on how to fix the healthcare system. I'm going to start setting a number of PowerPoints and sending them over to Roger Stone and on to Donald Trump, because he needs advice to fix a lot of different problems. He's got a lot of good core ideas. Like, for example, my idea isn't to change the healthcare system into one single payer system, but to allow a public option where the county has money from a value-added tax. I really want people to be able to have the option to, number one, be informed as to what's going on in their health, and for them, being informed consumers to take care of their health. And the people that listen to this program and consult with me, I want to replicate that. So eventually, around the world, we'll have a number of doctors I train up to be functional medicine docs with video information and so on, online training. And they will be able to interpret the QRMA and the metapathia test. That's years away. Right now, what we need to do is get the basic program going so that whether you're a doctor in Cairo, Egypt, or Johannesburg or Malaysia, that Jakarta, Indonesia, that you can actually know what to do to actually do what I call pre-symptomatic diagnostics and intervene to make sure someone doesn't get a terminal or serious illness. So, Jim, tell us about your project, because I'm really proud of you putting this together. We're literally pioneering the area. We also have another clinic setting things up that's a little bit behind you up in Northern California, but they will be set up pretty soon. They also have therapy, so you can partner with clinics, doctors, chiropractors, medical doctors, functional medicine docs that want to do the therapy side, and I can direct them on that area as well. So this is going to help give people a lot more empowerment. They won't just be kind of a pawn in the healthcare system. They'll have some active. They won't be they talk about non-compass med, as I call it, or not knowledgeable about the medical state of their own health and what to do. They will be competent because they've gotten the book, say, Dr. You. They will have a consultation to say, this is what really is going on in your body and your physiology, whether you're diabetic or have peripheral neuropathy or you're working on heart disease because your brothers all died in their 50s of heart disease and you're in your 40s now and you don't want to do that. Well, we can find out what's wrong and we can fix it before a serious problem develops. Not like the regular medical system using more and more toxic drugs, but be intervening with right nutraceuticals and technology to change the trajectory of your health. So, Jim, tell us about what you're doing in your project.
Well, the project started off with, and as I said, that was my vision years ago, to pull together like top technologies to figure out what's going on in the human body. And I could tell you right off the bat, the between the QRMA and the Metapathia, these are two technologies that I've envisioned that now in physical form of looking into the body at pre-diagnosed, you know, pre-symptomatic phase, so you could figure out what's going on, because most people want to be healthy, and more and more as I practice with the machine, most people think they are healthy and are surprised to find out they are not. To change that, first there's the shock level, and then it's to take the level of getting in touch with you and getting the consultation and figuring out what's going on. And you know, as I said, this is not a standalone. This is complementary medicine along with it, where I'm the technician, you're the doctor, but you'll be directing them in the right places to go off.
Yeah, it goes beyond complementary. Let me explain. If you look at the chart that I put at the top of all my emails, I send it every week or two, it causes functional medicine. Functional medicine does include complementary medicine, which is herbology and other complementary things, but it includes surgery, it includes radiology, advanced radiology, it includes functional medicine tests, including organic acids and metabolites, it includes toxicology, pathology, infectious disease, intermediate metabolism of metabolites, it includes quantum physics of the biological systems, because every biological system in your body, in your, every cell and membrane and every organelle, is what's called a quantum resonant harmonic capacitor. And what that means is that quantum resonant capacitor is vibrating at a frequency that you can discern. And this allows the Metapathia and the QRMA to determine the resonant frequencies, whether you have heavy metals in your body or an organ dysfunction or a serious disease. For example, I did a recent scan on a gentleman, and it turned out that he had Bramonella catarrhalis. In fact, it identified the particular bacterial pathogen in his sinus passages. It identified he had left knee arthritis. It identified that he was developing some coronary artery disease in the posterior inferior arteries at the back of his heart. It identified that he was diabetic, that he had a dyslipidemia, and that otherwise he was a very healthy person at 70 years of age. Now, what does that do? That tells me what kinds of tests I need to do in this gentleman. I would recommend, based on that test, and if he gave me his proper history, he, let's say in his history, I don't have chest pain or shortness of breath, but at times I get, let's say, fatigued, okay? He may have periods of dizziness at times because maybe he's suffering from not only hyperglycemic episodes because he's an early diabetic, but hypoglycemic as well. So what I would do on him is I'd order a high-speed CT scan and a calcium score to look at his coronary arteries, which is more sensitive than a treadmill test. I'd do a lipid electrophoresis because he probably has dyslipidemia. I'd measure a fat. I do it's called a cardioion panel through Genova Labs, which would tell me a whole bunch of things, including his fasting blood sugar and insulin. I'd look at cardiac inflammatory markers like C-reactive protein and PI-1. I'd look at dyslipidemia, including whether he has small particle HDL. And then we'd start intervening in each of these areas. For example, if you've got joint arthritis, I'd say, okay, he's probably got abnormal tracking of his patella. I would probably order a MRI arthrogram of his knee to find out if he had retropatellar disease or knee disease, joint disease. And then if necessary, to have an orthopedic surgeon do a clean out and put Hylan in there and put him on things like a joint performance tendon mender, Collagen Max, and Mountain Red Velvet to reestablish the joint. And if surgically he needed re-implantation of his tracking ligament so this patella tracked properly, he might need a force plate analysis of his gait, heel strike, roll, and drive off by a podiatrist to get customized orthotics to change the shearing force that comes up his leg. He might need to have, let's say, gravity defier shoes that have a shock wave in it, plus custom designed orthotics, so he doesn't tear his kneecap apart or his joint. And we would keep him away from drugs that are dangerous, like nonsteroidals. We would keep him away from drugs like HMG chorea reductase inhibitors and calcium channel blockers that can cause dementia or reduction in his IQ. We would put him on a program to raise his metabolic rate by lowering blood insulin and put him on glycemics, dibetaline, etc. And we would minimize the use of drugs for diabetes, except those that may lower blood insulin, like glucophage. We'd stay away from insulin shots and from things that raise blood insulin. And we would put him on a moderate exercise program that wouldn't cause his joints to get damaged or to put his heart under extra stress to cause a coronary event. We would do a trans thoracic and ultrasound to see if he has a ostium secundum defect. Because if he has hyperviscous blood in our testing, which we would test as well, we want to make sure he doesn't throw a clot from his legs through the valve of his right atria to left atria, and then off to his left ventricle, shot up the aorta and his ascending carotid arteries to his brain. So a quarter of the population has that. And you don't put in one of these filters there. You simply give things like natokinase and lumbrokinase and things like gamma A plus and our omega fatty acids, which are super absorbed, to reduce blood viscosity. You prevent cholesterol oxidation with cardiovasc and other nutraceuticals, and you monitor those things with not only the quantitative testing like QRMA and metapathia, but advanced functional medicine testing, which the average doctor doesn't do or has never tested, like lipid electrophoresis or high-speed CT scans, or other tests to identify the problem. So that's what I do when I do a consult. It's not just like, bam, here's your QRMA, here's your results, boom, see you later, and take these vitamins. No, no, it's a lot more advanced than that. And in many cases, if you've got an autoimmune disease, let's say lupus or rheumatoid arthritis, we not only kill off the pathogen, we turn off the autoimmune disease by putting on a ketogenic alkaline diet and giving you nutraceuticals like Malignorest, because it shuts off the hexosmonophosphate shunt that feeds either cancer or autoimmune disease. And we can show with the cytokine changes that you no longer have NK killer cell activity attacking the joints, and that your anti-tissue antibody levels and pattern of anti-nuclear antibodies is becoming more normalized, and the inflammatory marker levels in your blood are dropping. So what I do is considerably more advanced than the average regular doctor, including advanced functional testing, but it also means it's directed by the QRMA and the metapathia. So I can tell you what kinds of tests to do to actually see if you have a problem and what kinds of doctors or specialists you need to see. And in some cases, I'm going to tell you, you immediately need to see a dentist because you've got an abscess in your tooth. I did a metapathia test on a person a few weeks ago here at my studio, just happened to be a friend, and it turned out they had a tooth abscess with not only bacterium there, nanobacterium, but they also had amoebic abscess inside the tooth, which means they needed to see a dentist immediately and have that tooth drained and the cap removed, and they needed to be on antipathogenics, which will go through the biofilm, which is our NuTruth Silver, which is now available, and Nutriodine, the Ezra Casey monoatomic Tesla-activated iodine, or Allison Med from Germany. So, and our nutrient defenses boost your natural killer cell and blocks viral and bacterial entry into tissues and tissue planes. So, you know, what we do is provide a comprehensive program, and this can be mobile. You can have a mobile van in Quito, Ecuador that drives up to a remote village and do these tests, and if you have satellite or internet connection, I can log on in TeamViewer 11, or if you don't have that, I can log on later once you've collected the data and analyze it. So, you know, this allows people, and when I train doctors up all over the world, they'll be able to use not only these diagnostic predictive technologies, but determine what conventional blood tests, urine, and imaging studies need to be done to identify the underlying pathology long before symptoms develop. If you're waiting for symptoms, you're already in the teeth of a shark, and the shark is halfway down his jaws. And that's the problem with our healthcare system. It's designed to maximize profits and maximize suffering before people die prematurely from polypharmacy, inappropriate surgery at the wrong time, and inadequate care. It's not very good, is it?
Not at all. You know, just, you know, testimonial being is like 2 years ago when I started with the QRMA, you had my results. You gave me all the nutraceuticals to take, and you've seen my results in the last year or two.
Oh, yeah, amazing improvement. By the way, when you start taking, even if you get your own QRMA, which, by the way, we set time payments now so people can buy it over time, and I usually tell people, if you get a QRMA and you just send me your results, it doesn't cost you anything for you or your immediate family for me to review those with you and you give me your history. It's only if you have a really complex consultation where now you got to send me MRI scans, CTs, all kinds of labs because you're going through hell, and I have to spend lots more time than just doing an analysis of your current medical history, which you can do in a few paragraphs, and a QRMA, which, by the way, if you buy the machine from me, it's covered for you and your immediate family. Now, you can also set it up as a business where you can do the test, and that compressed file can be sent to me along with a consult form and two time units for a person you've done the test on, and I can then analyze their medical, wellness, functional history and their QRMA and tell them, you need to see this kind of doctor, you need to see this kind of surgeon, you need to see a chiropractor, massage therapist, you need to change your diet, go on this and this and this, and use this technology. For example, for pain now, we not only have the micro pulse, we have a thing called a matrix pulse to turn off pain. We have the lumen photon. We've got other technology, like Jim has developed with me, this technology of taking the base frequencies of each of the atomic weights of all the minerals that are necessary, major and minor minerals, and we actually create a harmonic resonant song to actually open in the ion channels, which are essential to healing your tissue. So we have frequency maps, if you want to call it, for the minerals necessary to reverse diabetic insulin resistance, arthritis, polyneuropathy, insomnia, and each of these frequency maps allows us to actually create a resonant frequency, a song, and overlay it with some music at a higher frequency that actually can help to heal your body by opening up the ion channels. So when you take the right micronutrients, they actually get into the sick tissues and cells. Because remember, it's not the healthy cells that make you unwell. It's the sick cells within an organ and the tissues that can't absorb the minerals because it's actually blocked by epigenetic control. For example, part of the process of aging is to actually block the mineral absorption to certain, silence certain genes and turn them off. And we now found a way of getting around that. So if we know that certain minerals are necessary for diabetics, not only do you have to take them, they have to get into those cells and tissues to reverse the GLUT4 transporter deficiency, the insulin resistance, and the leptin resistance. We can now reverse with right nutraceuticals, the right diet, and the right and the right harmonic resonant frequencies now that we can give epigenetically through light, sound, right frequency, and radionics. So we now have a capacity to literally start altering the epigenetics of your tissue so it can respond and heal. It's pretty neat. So
you know, when you were talking about like just the bad cells and like really altering the whole thing, it's really like the bad apple theory. You know, it's not one bad cell, it's a couple of bad cells that will actually start to turn the organ into non-operational, non-functional.
Yeah.
And, you know, when we have the information before us, what the direction we're heading in, there is not one person that I've done the QRMI on or the metapathia where they've seen some darker numbers that they didn't say, what do I do now? You know, everybody wants to.
Exactly, yeah. And by the way, these are often young people, too, that have absolutely no symptoms, or people that are in their middle years and they ignore a symptom that's very minor. You know, one of the things I've learned years ago is major symptoms will bother you and minor ones will kill you. Now I realize no symptoms will chew you up and spit you out. And the problem is that a lot of people don't realize physiological changes that occur that cause cancer or diabetes or peripheral neuropathy or blindness are often present for decades or years before they ever come up and turn into a full-blown disease. And the current approach, by the way, of the medical community to deal with illnesses, for example, my approach to glaucoma is primarily an infection with mycobacteria fungi, including candida and mycobacteria, in the canals of Schlemm and the limbus of the iris of the eye. And you can use like specific prostaglandins to increase the production of the lower intraocular pressure, but 40% of people with glaucoma have low eye pressures. The reason is the primary problem is an infection. It's not the high intraocular pressure alone that does it. That's a consequence of blocked canals, so the recycling of those intraocular fluids that are hyaluronic acid polymers is blocked. The same way as heart disease. Heart disease is caused by inflammatory cytokines that oxidize cholesterol and fatty acids, and they cause calcified plaque. And eventually those macrophages, big eater cells that die and form foam cells, they rupture and either release soluble ICAM-1 or 2 or attack platelets and form an embolus or a clot that blocks the artery off. So we now know what causes these different illnesses, including cancer and autoimmune disease, but functional medicine can identify it before it turns into a terminal illness. And now with these new diagnostics, we can even identify the pathogen of the cancer type that's going to develop in the future. Yes, you're right there, Jim.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
People love to shop. What if you could shop and it was actually good for you? What if you could actually purchase items that bettered your life? What goes into your body is important to what quality of life you have. How about shopping for items that better your health? GetTheTea.com is that shopping place. We're not only tea, even though that's our number one seller, we are about helping your health. There's colostrum LD for those of you with autoimmune troubles. The product helps your stomach get on track. GI problems produce pain. Get relief with colostrum LD. How about some fat burners or maybe some joint aid or a power cleanse? There's so much to tell you with very little time. So get help health-wise at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call our friendly operators at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Get help and relief by going shopping. Shop at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Serving people with great products for over 8 years. GetTheTea.com.
Well, Jim, I'll give you an example of a clinic that actually has a lot of the diagnostics, a lot of the therapeutics. One of my customer patients is Ken, and he had a pretty terminal congestive heart failure. Now, the advantage is that when we add to the diagnostics, and this is a clinic in Northern California, in Palm Desert, and again, you can start affiliating with all kinds of clinics in New York and New Jersey that can provide some of these services. So this gentleman not only got all our nutraceuticals to restore his heart and vascular function, but he also got extracorporeal counterpulsation, pulsed magnetic field for detox, and mild hyperbaric oxygen therapy. Now, of course, I strongly recommend people get their own machine so they can get at least 1 or 2 hours or even maybe sleep overnight in the hyperbaric chamber. But we offer a whole broad range of things, including right up to IV chelation therapy, in addition to our oral chelation, which we provide, which I think in the long term is better. But it's important to understand that we're not just kind of trying to flog a couple vitamins and say you're going to be cured from some serious illness. It's a fully integrated program. And what's neat about this is that it integrates advanced, you know, surgical, non-surgical, pharmacological. By the way, 20% of drugs are appropriate 20% of the time, but believe me, it's not what the current doctors are using as a win-all for all conditions. And, you know, what I want people to understand is my vision of a healthcare plan is, number one, we want competition, like Donald Trump says, but we want to eventually start moving toward a system where you don't have to buy insurance. If you decide that we're going to be involved, for example, with a value-added tax, and we're going to fund it to the county, not the state, and we have a board run by citizens and health providers, then the local county can decide what they're going to do to set up these centers. And out of that, you'll have, for example, an hourly wage for the health providers, but you also have a rider depending on quality of care, new innovations in treatment, public service and research. And then you have a system set up so they can have pensions, days offs, time to do continuing education. So basically, they're not financially strapped. They don't have malpractice anymore. They have continuing education. We have better monitoring of the kinds of knowledge base that the person has. And we expand it so someone who's a plastic surgeon learns about nutraceuticals that can make the patients heal better after a surgical procedure. Someone with heart disease gets better treatment by a doctor who's now trained in functional medicine, which, by the way, I could spend a few hours with any cardiologist to make them a better doctor. So after they do a stent or a bypass, the person's not going to block off their arteries again. I can actually strengthen someone's aorta. So while they identify in an ultrasound that they've got an expanding aortic aneurysm, it doesn't expand anymore, so you don't have to rush in and put a Dacron graft because the parameters are not met to do a surgical intervention, which, by the way, 5% of people that go through the surgery end up dead. So the procedure has a mortality rate tied to it and morbidity. So, you know, this is really exciting to me. The idea would be you dramatically cut costs, you get rid of all the foolishness, you basically pay, say, surgeons the same whether or not they're cutting through your chest or they're advising you on the right diet to follow, and they have other co-health professionals, including dietitians and other people who work in an association, so that they, you know, when you have a senior engineer, you don't have them, welding or turning bolts. You know, it doesn't make sense for someone like me with my knowledge base to be doing what we call mundane things, so someone could be properly prepped up through technical and investigative procedures long before they see the final, the top-notch doctor or go to a conference where all these health professionals can meet and deal with tough cases where you have many brains working on how to solve the problem. So the current approach we have in healthcare is stupid, expensive, it's adversarial, and it puts the patient at risk of not being properly informed to make informed decisions or to be exposed to toxic effects of drugs or the lack of intervening to even know what their genetics are. Does anybody know their genetics when they're actually trying to intervene with an illness? No. But Dr. Deagle includes 23andMe and Prometheus analysis, organic acid metabolites, and so on, so I can actually work with your genetics and epigenetics to find out what's wrong. And, as new technology comes on board, including the field ion scanner, which I reviewed 5 years ago with a radiologist from L.A., this is another spin-off of technology similar to the Metapathia. We can scan a physical body for specific harmonic resonant frequencies and map them out like an MRI or CT scan so you can actually see them in four-dimensional space. So, medicine's going to change. We will eventually get to the 25th century where bones and the Star Trek, careening across the universe and through wormholes is going to have the diagnostics to take care of the crew many light years from Earth. That's not going to occur unless we're innovative, we control our costs, and we can literally change human genetics and epigenetics so they live for centuries and don't get sick because we identify early what's wrong. Thank you, Jim. It's been a pleasure to work with you, and we have these resonant frequencies now available. We have the PPRDI in our clinic in Northern California coming on site very soon.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Welcome back to the Nutri-Medical Report. And by the way, in every area, we try to provide solutions. One of the big challenges that I put out to people is if you present me with a challenge or a question or a problem, I will provide you with an instant answer or framework to find an answer in any sphere of human endeavor, whether it's health, geopolitical, financial, etc. And I want you to understand we're working hard on these things. Sometimes it takes years, but it's going to happen. For example, with Lumen Photon, which is one of my favorite technologies, I have one right here at my desk in my studio, I have one in my bedroom. Lumen Photon is amazing, whether you're trying to regenerate the eye for macular changes or to help induce sleep through the pineal gland, or you're trying to turn off oxidative stress in the brain and ADHD, or turn off arthritis or stimulate the stem cells, or lower, and by improving nitric oxide, lower C-reactive protein by simply putting it over the kidneys. And stimulate nitric oxide over your heart so you can reverse a lot of the biological effects of heart failure. Now, Lumen Photon was discovered and invented by Dr. Nogier, who was not only a medical intuitive, but also proved that the carrier frequencies for different organ systems fit into certain frequency ranges. Frequency range number 3, for example, is for ectoderm, which is skin, and neuroderm, which is brain and central and peripheral nervous system. Frequency 4 is for internal organs, liver, kidney, spleen, etc. Frequency 5 covers organic organs that are producing endocrine hormones like adrenal glands, thyroid, and sexual glands. And frequency 6 and 7 certainly are for turning off inflammation. They're higher frequencies. And the NICO combination is one that was developed for basically NICA, which is a cavitation disorder around the teeth and gums, where you can identify it in a three-dimensional pan x-ray. And if you use the NICO frequencies, whether it's to reverse bone demineralization on a DEXA bone scan or a deoxypyridinium and pyridinylene subunits on a Genova lab test of urine, you can prove that it reverses cavitations and periodontal disease, along with, of course, our CoQ10 ubiquinol, our gastroheal zinc carnosine, and the use of the NutriSilver to kill off the nanobacteria around the mouth and the gums. So Lumen Photon is pretty amazing, isn't it, Pam?
We think so. I continue to be amazed. We've been doing it for 16 years, and we are still learning about it and still finding new ways that it helps the body to be healthy.
Now, what I'm working on is I want to simplify a way of actually embedding some frequencies in the on phase of the light. So if you're on a certain frequency, the light is only a fraction of a second, but in that embedded frequency, you can actually put frequencies of the harmonic resonant minerals. Now, I'll explain this in terms of simple principles. Every disease state, including we call aging, which is a disease state, is due to a specific combination of specific minerals that the cells are now deficient in. And they're deficient because the telomeres are telling the ion channels that don't transport this mineral into the cell, even if it's in the extracellular space of the microcirculation. That means if, for example, if you're deficient in vanadium, chromium, and zinc copper, you're going to develop diabetic insulin resistance and need an increase in insulin receptors to get the GLUT4 transporter to transport sugar. And also your sodium potassium ATPase that pumps sodium out of your cells will deplete, and so your cells are basically sodium poisoned. Now, so those are two actions that insulin does. So when we try to correct a problem, let's say an inflamed joint, there's specific minerals deficient as to why the joint is inflamed. And those minerals, you can not only use the carrier frequency to turn off the inflammation, which is frequency 6 and 7, but we're working on trying to make a very simple technology to do what's called frequency entrainment. Every tissue in the body is entrained to what's called a harmonic resonance. It can be due to sound, light, microcurrent, Rife frequency, basically harmonic resonant waves, or even radionic waves, which are standing waves that can also be hyperdimensional. Now, the interesting thing is I've worked out a way of actually generating the specific molecular frequencies using work from Dr. Truot and going to Linus Pauling and other scientists, and we actually know the harmonic resonant frequencies of each of the major and minor minerals. And we've actually developed, if you want to call it MP3 music, that actually presents those frequencies, whether it's for insomnia, diabetes, peripheral neuropathy, or cancer. Those particular mineral deficiencies are important to stop free radicals or cellular transformation that causes the changes in the cells and genetics that causes, say, cancer or autoimmunity. But the neat thing about it is that those frequencies can now be embedded in the light, and I'm working on a simple technology to add it to the lumen so that when my colleagues at Less EMF and my other electronic colleagues, once we have this, we'll be able to just hand it over to your engineers and say, hey, you can put this little device on the side of it or connect it to it. So in the on phase of the lights, these resonant frequencies for these specific patterns of minerals can be played like a song. And that means that people wouldn't notice any difference, but what they would notice is that the efficacy of the technology would be even more efficacious because you not only have it's like a radio station that has a carrier frequency of, say, 3 for the nervous system and for the skin, and you embed in the on phase of the light specific minerals that need to open up the ion channels to bring the ions into the cell to turn on the DNA to make structural proteins and enzymes to heal the tissue. It turns out that minerals are the primary trigger for the transcription of messenger RNA for proteins and enzymes. And the crosstalk is between the telomeres, or little micro antennas, and the ion channels of the membrane. So that means when you're healing a tissue, you're basically bringing in the healing minerals into the cell, and the cell is now sending out a harmonic resonant frequency, or we're assisting it externally with pulse light, pulse microcurrent, etc., at the right frequencies. Pretty simple, eh? So we can now play these in music. For example, I could play in a speaker or your headphones the MP3, which will then go through your central nervous system. The technology with the hydrophones and they're basically what's called light induction phones that are developed by the Russian Academy of Sciences and Nonlinear Institute, are part of the Methopathia Diagnostic and Therapeutic Technology. And it turns out your CNS actually generates the resonant frequencies that affect the tissues of your entire body. That's why if you take out an organ like the liver, it stops being a liver because it doesn't have the resonant frequencies coming from the central nervous system to tell it to still be a liver. And what we've worked out is ways of actually measuring those frequencies and determining the health, whether it has the right harmonic resonant frequencies or not. It even can tell us the name of a specific pathogen. So, for example, if we want to scan somebody for HIV or Zika virus or chikungunya or some other virus, a filovirus, it actually tells us the resonant frequency of a person, and you could do as a diagnostic before you do PCR or genetic testing. Pretty cool.
Very cool.
So, yeah, what it means is we're now getting what's called epigenetic therapy, and one of my favorite early ones is if we can generate the sound so you can play in an MP3 player, even a speaker in your room or in your hyperbaric chamber. By the way, when they give you one of these, they can also give you a music bomb. These are kind of funny. My son grabs it all the time to do their exercises outside, because you can make your cell phone make the music bomb, and your trainer's right there telling you how to punch when you're doing the punching bag out by our pool. So, but the music bomb can play the frequencies. Now the light can do it. Now light penetrates, and the thing that's nice about light is aluminum will penetrate up to a foot through brain, heart, liver, kidney, spine, internal muscles, organs, and the far near infrared spectra, because the primary frequency of tissue is light. That's why the best way to look at a person is to do an infrared, digital infrared photograph of them, and it tells you even where the disease states is. And what I found out, because I was trained with the Thermography Association, you could take a Keithley Enterprises microcurrent frequency analyzer that's used for microchips, and if you found the resonant frequency of, say, someone has a mesothelioma or a specific type of, say, pancreatic cancer, you can scan around the body, and where you find frequencies that are identical either in bone or skin or other organs, that means that it's metastasized to that organ, so the frequency spectra is going to show up there. Pretty crazy, hey? So it means at some point we're going to be able to figure out a way of translating this into the four-dimensional imaging analysis, which is what Linus Pauling visualized in his field ion scanner. We already have that now in the metapathia, but we're going to be able to localize it even more so you can actually see a spectral analysis of the specific toxins, minerals, chemicals, or genetic abnormalities in four-dimensional space, which includes the dimension of time. Now, the lumen photon is cool because if you want to stimulate your stem cells, if you want to stimulate nitric oxide, if you want to open ion channels and heal, you can use the anti-inflammatory pain relieving frequencies of 6 and 7. For example, when we try to stimulate somebody for helping them sleep, there's three different groups of cells in what's called the nucleus gigantocellularis, or the RES, reticular activating system. So we actually stimulate the parts of their brain to make them go to sleep. So you stimulate the parts of the brain that are sedating. And so if you put a lumen pad on the back of the head, or the side of the head, the temple, or front, and you put that pad on frequency number 3, it will, if someone has a problem with insomnia, it'll knock them out. It'll make them go to sleep. It makes their brain release melatonin. It makes their brain activate the class 2 RES cells, so they actually, you're stimulating the sedating cells of their brain. Is that cool or what?
That's very
cool.
Same
way, you can use that for ADD, ADHD, because you can take a child with ADD, ADHD, and they have deficiencies of specific RES group cells. And in fact, all the drugs that are used, like Xylert, Pemoline, and Adderall, all work by stimulating the class 2 cells, and if you use the right nutraceuticals and light, you can do the same thing without the toxic effects of these very addictive drugs that are often used as a substitute for cocaine or crack cocaine. So you don't need to do that. You can use, for example, our acetyltyrosine, which is our mood energizer, and you can use that along with Minerals Plus, and you can take nutraceuticals like Cognition Plus and Brain Power to stop oxidative stress in the brain, because much of the time when you're looking at these children and have ADD, ADHD, and Asperger syndrome, they're actually having non-motor seizures in the limbic system and other parts of the brain. And you can turn that off with Brain Mag and these other nutraceuticals, and then use light therapy like the Lumen Pad. And same way as concussions. You can turn off inflammation with frequency 6 or 7, and if you want to stimulate healing, you would use frequency number 3. So some of it's just very intuitive. You say, well, why would you use that? Well, you're turning off the inflammation. You're now trying to improve the the chemical and biological blood-brain barrier, which is a metabolic barrier, it's not an anatomic barrier. Same way as you're trying to heal joints. You know, if you've got a joint that has, if you took out the synovial fluid of an osteoarthritic joint, it's got elevated levels of nitric oxide and peroxynitrate radical. So we give you nutraceuticals like Gamma E Plus, Joint Performance, Tendimender, Inflamex, and Collagen Max, and then we use lumen pads on, and we can do frequency 6 and 7, and to stimulate the joint to heal the cartilage and so on, along with the nutraceuticals, you use NICO frequency, N-I-C-O. So it all is very intuitive, isn't it? Just kind of flows and makes logical sense.
Yes, I think so. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's very easy to use, really.
Yeah. So eventually, what I'm hoping to do is have a little minor tweak that'll attach to the lumen pad, and also we'll have devices like the Accutron and other microcurrent and other devices that will be able to generate a resonant field using these atomic frequencies of minerals that are deficient in specific diseased organs or cells within an organ, which is why the cell acts old, because it's got basically either through controlled epigenetics, where it's just part of the aging process, or a toxic effect or a metabolic blockade caused by heavy metals. For example, if you have aluminum, it interferes with indium, so it blocks the mineral chaperoning into cells. If you've got, say, a mercury ballast light, it actually has the same effect as blocking zinc metalloenzymes as actually having mercury in your body. So the resonant frequencies can actually have the same effect as a toxic heavy metal, and they actually block normal healthy minerals in your cells because, and this is really important to understand, we are polluting ourselves with scalar radiation, and now they're arguing whether or not cell phones cause cancer. I know about DARPA and class in advanced weapon systems that use resonant frequencies to actually cause epigenetic changes. For example, one of the research projects that I became aware of was a project that went wrong at a facility that I was taking care of the employees, and it was a collimated what's called a collimated beam of terahertz waves, which are near microwave frequency, that was set up to trigger off the release of peroxisomes and lysosomes that would kill you. And these collimated beams could be transmitted 4 to 5 miles from an Apache helicopter or an Abrams tank, which we used in the Gulf War. And if it hit you, you started vomiting within a few minutes and going blind and then having a cardiac arrhythmia. And eventually, you would have a full-fledged seizure, and your tissues would start liquefying within a half an hour because of the release of peroxisomes as you died from a cardiac arrest. So people say, well, you can't do that. I say, you know what? In some cases, when people don't believe that some kind of weird science can be developed, the only cure for that is the Darwin effect. They need to be taken out of the gene pool because they constantly believe that none of these things can be done. When in fact, modern medicine today, if you told a doctor 100 or 200 years ago, they'd say you're crazy. You know,
yeah.
Heart transplants, cancer chemotherapy, you know, radiology, proton therapy for tumors, epigenetics. Look at even the genetic code. It's only been since the 1950s we have Watson and Crick. Now we have advanced epigenetic technology like the QRMA, bioplasm, and metapathia, and quantum biophysics, and understand what biological systems are. And as I say, with the Lumen Photon, it's a really neat device. It's totally safe. You don't have to actually put it right on a specific spot. You turn it on the right frequency and just leave it. So if you're getting a sore back, boom, put it on the area, turn it on. What could be easier?
That's right.
And your pets know that. I mean, they'll steal the pads on you if you leave it on and go to the restroom. You come back and say, well, how come my cat's on my pad? Oh, the cat just wants to have a nicer day. Or how come the horse is shimmying up to the pads? Because they know that if they don't heal their leg or their foot, they're going to be put down. They're not stupid. See, one of the things that I think about animals is we often assume that they're stupid because they're mute. Mute doesn't mean stupid.
No. I think they get it faster than we do.
Well, they're intuitive, and all of them are telepathic. And
yeah,
because I'm a telepathic human, I know my dog looks at me like, water dish is empty. Okay. I'll go fill your water dish. How long does it take to train a human? I think, well, he's trained me. I'm trained by my dog, Max.
That's right. That's how it works in our household.
Yeah, that's right. I laughed at that movie, you know, Life of Pets. I'm thinking, yeah, pets are smart. In fact, if pets ran our government, it would probably be a lot better. It would be honest. One thing about pets is I don't think they're capable of lying.
Right.
Humans are.
That's absolutely true.
Yeah. Do you have any kind of neat stories about the Lumen Pad? Because
I was thinking about, we had heard back from a client who had a cat, a 13-year-old cat, that had, something had fallen on the cat, and it broke its tail, a couple of vertebrae back by the tail.
Uh-huh.
And the cat wasn't able to relieve its bladder, and because the nerve going to the bladder was damaged. And
the sacral nerves that control the bladder, yeah.
Yeah, so they called us, and they had a Lumen, thankfully, and they started to use the Lumen. They were using 3 and Nico a little bit, and after a matter of days, the bladder issue was resolved, but the cat still couldn't lift its tail, and its tail was dragging on the ground. So they kept using the Lumen, and now the cat is completely back to normal, so they were thrilled.
So that's called regeneration and stem cell stuff. Wow.
Yeah.
Stay right there. We'll be back in a minute for a few more minutes of this amazing story, Lumen Photon. Back in a minute.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Welcome back. So, Pam, let's talk about some of the other stories you have. This is really exciting. The Lumen Photon machine is one of my favorite machines because it's fiddle-proof. You basically said which tissue organ you want to target. You set it to the frequency, and you leave it. After 15 to 30 minutes, it shuts off. It's done. You know, it's so simple, and it doesn't matter whether you're trying to deal with concussion or sore joint. try to stimulate normalization of nitric oxide in your kidneys and lowering blood pressure, or you're trying to regenerate tissue like this cat that got his tail back and its sacral nerve roots so it can control its bladder. I mean, that's pretty big if you love the cat, and the cat's around 13 years. That means right. It's a cat member of the family.
That's right. Yeah, we were really glad to hear it. And, yeah, another story I've heard lately, as someone who is healing her Achilles tendon, which she got a lot of physiotherapy and stuff, and they couldn't do it. And she finally found her way to the Lumen pad, and she's doing better than she's been in a long time. So she's a very happy camper.
But what was the totality of her condition? What was it?
She just said that it was, I'm trying to remember, she was not able to walk on it for 4 months. And
was it her foot or knee or ankle or what was it?
She said the Achilles tendon, so I think it was the ankle, actually.
So she had a tendinosynovitis of the Achilles, and you could probably do an ultrasound and see the fluid around the tendon sheath, which might be attached to it if there's blebs, and you'll get fluid little bumps along the tendon. By the way, when it's chronically inflamed, it also gets hypoxic. So these tendons that get hypoxically inflamed are at risk, too, depending on how vigorous your sports are, rupturing. And there's nothing nastier than a ruptured Achilles because it's going to lay you up for 6 months where you have to sew it back together. And it takes 18 months to get 50% strength return. But if you use a Lumen pad on torn ligaments, like partially torn ACL, PCL, and you take our nutraceuticals like Collagen Max, Mountain Red Velvet, Tendon Meta, Joint Performance, you can restore the strength and the tensile strength and the functionality much, much faster, maybe three times the speed. So instead of, 18 months, maybe it's going to take 3 or 4 months. Along with the Lumen pad to stimulate increased nitric oxide and oxygen delivery, increased toxin removal, and decreased anti-inflammatory effect on cytokines in the tissue. So Lumen pad is amazing. I mean, every post-op room should have it. Every rheumatologist should use these pads. Everybody that deals with concussions, the people that are playing in contact sports, anybody with recurring tendonitis, bursitis, and partial tears of ligaments and rotator cuffs and ACL, PCL, and ankles in sports should have a Lumen pad right there with a battery pack right at the the side of the stadium or the field.
Yeah. I mean,
the sooner you slap on the pads, the faster it's going to kind of settle it down before it, takes off and releases a lot of inflammatory molecules. Yeah, for example, even sunburn, people are not aware that the sunburn itself is not the thermal damage caused by the sun. It's the release of cytokines by your skin and the dermoepidermal junction that causes all the damage. And that's why you can use steroid creams on it, or instead of steroids, you can slap a Lumen and turn off a sunburn.
Right.
Turn it off. It's real simple. Stop the cytokines. Thank you, Pam. Stay right there. We'll get you scheduled for the next visit.
Okay.
And we'll be back in a moment with Ryan in hour number 3. Our fancy NutriMeds line moves on, and more functional medicine applications and new protocols. We'll be back in a moment.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network. Thank you.